This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, July 18th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. UN plans to continue fighting for grain deal. Heritage wants farm bill reforms, and Brazil corn harvest advances. United Nations will continue to fight for the grain deal despite Russia's withdrawal. UN officials yesterday lamented Russia's decision to effectively terminate the Black Sea Grain Initiative by pulling out of the deal, but also said they will continue to fight to revive the UN brokered agreement. The challenges are complex. They are interconnected, but they are not insurmountable. It's not too late. A spokesman for UN General Assembly President Jaba Karoshi said yesterday, a primary complaint from Moscow, UN officials said, concerned Western sanctions on the Russian Agriculture Bank and its exclusion from the SWIFT International Banking Network. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he offered Moscow a proposal to work around the bank exclusion, but it was not accepted. Heritage new ag policy analyst makes case for reform. The Heritage Foundation, a prominent conservative think tank that has led past efforts to reform farm and nutrition programs, has a new senior policy analyst in charge of farm bill issues. The group's message is largely the same, however. I say it's time to say mission accomplished and stop spending federal tax dollars on agribusinesses, says David Ditch, who took over for Darren Basks. Ditch said farm-owned households are well above the national average in terms of assets, and the federal government should stop subsidizing farmers directly through the farm bill or indirectly through biofuel mandates. So what's on the Heritage target list? Ditch says he's an all-the-above person. He supports reducing subsidies for crop insurance, removing price-based financial support, ending bulk commodity purchases, and reforming the many ways, he says, the federal government tries to micromanage the agriculture sector. He says there is also a lot of work to do on SNAP work requirements. Brazil's corn harvest comes in fast despite rains. Brazil's harvest of its second corn crop, the Safrina, it's planted on harvested soybean acres, is 36% complete as of Thursday, that according to the consulting firm Agroal. That's up from 27% the week before. Rains in the states of Paraná and Mato Grosso do Sul don't slow down the harvest, and both states avoided frosts that were feared, according to Agroal. The firm raised its forecast in June for the Safrina to 102.9 million metric tons, that up from 97.9 million. The Safrina crop is the largest of Brazil's three corn harvests, and Agroal is predicting the country's total production will reach 132.3 million tons this year. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. New monitoring requirements proposed for Idaho CAFOs. EPA is proposing new groundwater monitoring requirements for concentrated animal feeding operations in Idaho. The revised National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit conditions include monitoring of subsurface discharges of pollutants from production areas and dry weather surface and subsurface discharges from land application areas at these CAFOs to waters of the United States. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals vacated the permit in 2021, saying the lack of monitoring provisions did not justify its zero discharge claim. Groups urge lawmaker support on rule requiring data collection on farm lending. More than 60 groups representing underserved farmers and communities pressed leaders of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees yesterday to protect a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau rule requiring financial institutions to collect data on credit applications from small businesses, including those operated by women or minorities. Congressional Review Act resolutions have been introduced to overturn the rule. The group said the data could help provide more understanding of the dramatic decline of black representation in farming and farmland ownership, along with other demographic trends. The groups, including the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, the National Young Farmers Coalition, the Rural Coalition, and the National Family Farm Coalition, said in a letter that Rule 1071 will provide, quote, more robust data to help agriculture lenders, quote, identify unmet credit needs and expand to new markets, especially in underserved communities. In addition to the CRA resolutions, earlier this year, a group of House members proposed a bill that would exempt Farm Credit System institutions from the rule. Farm Credit Council President and CEO Todd Van Hoos said the legislation would reduce unnecessary regulatory burden on farm credit institutions and their customers, and it will protect the ability of farmers to decide whether to disclose their personal demographic information. Farm worker groups hosting congressional briefing. Groups representing agricultural and food workers are hosting a congressional briefing today on topics including worker safety, extreme heat and weather conditions, and food security for the industry workers. Organizations participating in the briefing will include the Health, Environment, Agriculture, Labor, and Food Alliance, or HEAL, the Farm Worker Association of Florida, the New York-based farm worker group Alianza Agricola, and the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union. AMS proposes milk marketing order changes in the Southeast. Milk production in the southeastern region of the U.S. continues to decline as population increases, and new milk marketing amendments proposed by USDA will help the Appalachian and Southeast federal regions as they seek supplemental supplies of milk from outside their normal milk sheds. In a proposed rule, the Agricultural Marketing Service asked for comments on plans to amend the Transportation Credit Balancing Fund provisions for the Appalachian and Southeast federal milk marketing orders and establish distributing plant delivery credits in the Appalachian, Florida, and Southeast federal milk marketing orders. The 60-day comment period will end in mid-September. Finally, here's today's He Said It. Here we are to celebrate a remarkable woman. I will tell you, I'm a bit jealous, Deputy. When I was sworn in, I barely got my family there. That Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack to new USDA Deputy Secretary Sachil Torres-Small yesterday at her swearing-in ceremony at USDA's Washington headquarters. Vilsack's February 21st ceremony was conducted virtually by Vice President Kamala Harris as the country was working its way through the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, July 18th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.